Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Today we start at Juz 1, and I've chosen a passage from Surah Baqarah, ayah 83. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and speak kindly to people. What strikes me is how repeatedly in the Quran, obedience to Allah goes hand in hand with how we treat others. In the same verse where Allah is talking about the commandments he gave to the people of Prophet Musa, worship no one but Allah, give the zakat. In that same verse he says, and speak kindly to people. There's a hadith by our Holy Prophet where he says, affliction or pain caused by the tongue is worse than that caused by a sword. Because words have the power to build us up or tear us down. How much has it hurt when your friend or someone you know has said something unkind to you? And how much do we feel on top of the world on hearing a compliment? Through the way we speak to others, we have the power to change the way they feel. We can build their confidence. We can comfort through our words, spread a little sunshine. Or we can spark conflict, hurt each other, cause offence, just through simple words. Speaking kindly to people is so important to Allah that He made it a part of the Quran to remind us. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. A lovely verse to help us consider the power of our words, to think carefully about what we say and the way in which we say them. Let's pick out some of the key words to help us remember and record this passage. Qulu from qawl, to say, and nas, just like surah nas, meaning people. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a little speaker for qawl and a crowd for nas. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write both the English and Arabic off the verse. Down here I've got our key words to help me remember it better. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse, what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step we can make to apply this verse. Maybe we could take this chance to work on something we might be finding tricky. Maybe some of us struggle to avoid using foul language. Or your takeaway might be to give one compliment each day. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.